zip ties and duct tape. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The man accused of assaulting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband had those in his bag when he was arrested, according to law enforcement sources.
Paul Pelosi is recovering from surgery for a skull fracture after being attacked with a hammer at his home last week. The assailant was reportedly looking for Speaker Pelosi. On ABC's This Week, Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott, who leads the Senate midterm reelection effort, said it may be time to revisit a question he asked last year.
I went to the Federal Election Commission and said, could our senators and House members, could they use their campaign dollars to pay for security for themselves and their family?
Senator Scott called the attack despicable, saying there needs to be more civility, even when we politically disagree. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
At their second and last debate of the campaign, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp again calls his Democratic Party opponent Stacey Abrams soft on crime.
I did not say, and nor do I believe, in defunding the police. He is lying again.
Men and women in law enforcement know who is going to be with them, who has had their back and will continue to have their back, and that is me. And that's why we have the endorsement of 107 sheriffs around this state.
The debate on WSB TV. President Biden's asking Russia to reverse a decision to block ships from leaving Ukraine.
He warns the cutoff of urgently needed grain exports could increase world hunger. Moscow claims it suspended a UN-brokered deal to allow the safe passage of grain ships because Ukrainian drones attacked Russia's fleet on the Black Sea. Ukraine denies the attack, accusing Russia of waging hunger games.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. At least 133 people are killed in the collapse of a suspension bridge in western India. The military is looking for people missing. The bridge is 143 years old and had just reopened 4 days before the collapse last night. Why it collapsed is under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a news conference scheduled in 3 hours in Indiana about an arrest connected to the 2017 murder of two young girls.
Indiana state investigators and prosecutors are planning a press conference today with more details into the murders of 14-year-old Liberty German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams. It's gone unsolved for more than 5 years when the girls disappeared in Delphi on February 13, 2017. Their bodies found near a walking trail a day later. At least two potential suspects have been questioned. And investigators in recent months have reportedly also been searching a river about 40 miles east of Delphi in connection to the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New York City and state settled lawsuits filed on behalf of two men wrongfully convicted of assassinating civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. It's $36 million split between Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam's estate. He died in 2009. They were both paroled in the 1980s. Their convictions were dismissed last year. Man who admits doing it, Mujahid Abdul Halim, said all along those men had nothing to do with it. He was paroled in 2010. Well, Cher, Motley Crue, Tina Turner, Kiss, The Who, Frank Sinatra all announced farewell tours and then came back for more. Well, McDonald's says this is it for a limited time only sandwich.
The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's restaurants until November 20th. According to the fast food chain, the fan favorite is making a comeback for a final bow, with reps teasing it as a farewell tour, telling customers to enjoy it as if it's their last. Explaining, we're hoping this isn't a goodbye, but a see you later. Adding, because as our McRib stands have experienced time and time again, you never know when or if the McRib is coming back. The sandwich, which is filled with boneless pork, barbecue sauce, onions, and pickles on a bun, has had limited runs since first appearing on menus around Kansas City in 1981.
That's Kristen Goodman. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.